Chapter 6. Nectar had decided when she was 10 years old that she would never have children. For one thing, it would require a man, and even at that age, she could not imagine meeting one who was worthy of fathering her child. For another, she had borne the brunt and worn the scars of a childhood with a mother who should have decided for herself that bearing children was not an option. Why in the world would anyone knowingly bring another life into this stinking, crumbling, violent world? She knew her mother had most likely become pregnant with no forethought, either from infatuation with some heathen, or for a few dollars in a doorway. It was not something she'd planned. Nectar's mother did not plan, by any definition of the word. She lived, or rather existed, day to day, hour to hour. It had always been that way, so Nectar assumed it had predated her arrival on the scene. Mom got knocked up. Mom gave birth to her. Mom never cared much what happened to her one way or another. It had not left her bitter. She didn't like to think of herself that way. Being bitter was for losers and people who envied someone else. Nectar envied no one, and had in fact gone to extraordinary lengths to make herself the one who was envied. Even as a child, she had been aware she was special, what she would later come to know as being touched. By whom, and for what, she did not know. She knew only that Witch Woman had told her this, and she had never doubted the old hag. It was Witch Woman who'd found her in an alley one night shortly after her mother disappeared. It was Witch Woman who had told her she had nothing to fear. "You are the one who will be feared," Witch Woman said, sharing a boiled rat with her to celebrate her successful scavenge. She'd gone doom diving many times since her mother's death, that's what they called it, using a bit of gallows humor to soften the truth that any night could be a last one for a thief and a denizen of this wasteland. But she'd stuck to taking things off corpses or out of unattended knapsacks. She'd taught herself the art of misdirection. She would create a distraction, a fire in a barrel perhaps, or a screaming child she'd poked with a stick. Her target would go to investigate, and she would swoop in, grab whatever possession she wanted, and be gone before they realized they'd been tricked. This time she had not deceived anyone. This time she had robbed a man, threatening him with the switchblade. "You're so tiny," the man had said, laughing at the idea of someone like Nectar robbing someone like him. "Go on home to your mother." "The bitch is dead," Nectar had replied, before slicing the man's forearm so quickly it left him stunned. "The next one's a stab to your heart." The man stared at his arm, naked below the pushed-up sleeve of his greasy sweatshirt, disbelieving what had just happened. "Hurry up," Nectar had said. "You stink and I want to get out of here." "Where did you learn to do that?"
"Do what?"
"Move like that."
"I was born this way," Nectar had replied. Then she'd waved the blade at him as a reminder time was passing.
Shaking, he had dug into the pocket of his sweatshirt and brought out a pack of cigarettes, offering them to her.
"I don't smoke," she'd said. "It's all I have."
"Liar." And she'd sliced him again so fast he couldn't see any movement.
"How the fuck did you do that?" he said, staring at a second cut, this one deeper, causing a stream of blood to run down his arm.
"I'm Nectar, that's how I did it."
"Okay, all right," he said. He dug in his pants pockets and pulled out a small wad of filthy paper money, a melted candy bar in a crinkled wrapper, and a grimy key.
"What's that to?" Nectar asked as she took the candy and money.
"My apartment."
She stared up at him, dumbfounded.
"You have an apartment?"
"It's a storage unit," he said. "Don't get your hopes up. I had to kill the woman who was living there to get it. She won't miss it. It won't miss her. You want to come spend the night?"
"I'll pass, asshole," she said. "Now get out of here and remember my name."
"Necktie," he said.
"Funny will get you dead," she replied.
He looked at her another moment. She was probably right. She was only a young girl, not even a teenager from the looks of it, but she wasn't like any child he'd ever encountered.
"Nectar," he said.
"I stand corrected."
"You stand alive," she replied. "Count yourself lucky."
He nodded, turned, and hurried down the alley. An hour later, she was sharing a victory meal with Witch Woman, instinctively knowing her life was changing. Her mother had been dead for months by then, but she was not alone.
She had been adopted in a way by a woman so old she could be called ageless. And her education had begun. It wouldn't take long for her to hear stories about Witch Woman, whose legend would compete only with Nectar's in time. Well, Nectar's and Harry Hell's. But she'd not heard his name yet. For now, she was a student, and she was eager to learn.